And we go to meet Mark Ashcroft, who's the principal of Parua Bay School in Whangarei, just a couple of hundred metres from the beach, I think. Is that where your school is, Mark? Kia ora, welcome.
Kia ora, Catherine. We've actually got a really nice sort of a beach area close to the school grounds, but we've evacuated away from the school now. Even though the school's quite high, we've just followed the guidance to go up to our evacuation point for tsunamis, which is up at the community centre, which is close by.
So I'm just thinking of the timing of this. You would have had children probably already arriving at school. How many have you got with you?
So originally we've had about just over 300. Our roll is currently 314, so you can imagine we've got the majority of children would have been at school. And as soon as we've had the signals, we've just verified with the police that we needed to evacuate as opposed to staying where we were, which was already at higher ground. So it was a very, very quick evacuation. So we just safely, we've got a few roads that we needed to get across to get over to the community centre, but we had a lot of cooperation instantly from parents that were around on hand. We also had our wonderful crossing lady, Amy, helping out. She had just finished with the Kia, and so she was across as well, helping just control the traffic as we were getting across to the centre. You can hear the signals going now as well.
How are the children receiving this, actually? I think, did I hear you say most parents have come and collected? Do you still have some children with you, or most have gone?
Most have gone. We've got about just over 40. We've got 44 students that are still with us. So the parents have been coming in, understandably. They've been a little bit anxious. I mean, who wouldn't be? And they've been we've just been checking and making sure that we're tracking exactly who's with us, who's gone. The police have been in and checked in with us. We've got one of our fabulous mums is a nurse. We've got her on standby. We've got all the medical things from school, personal medication as well. Basically people concerned and a little bit anxious, but we're down to 44 and the mood's pretty reasonable. One or two children are a little bit concerned because they haven't heard from parents. And again, that's understandable for our younger children. But on the whole, we've also got a little bit of extra. We've been across to our local four square. We've just got some extra food for the children because they'll naturally start to feel hungry. Bringing school bags was the last thing that we wanted to be doing at that point. So we've just made sure we've got food and water and medical supplies and just listening in for the news, really.
It's quite jarring, isn't it, that siren? It's meant to be. But are these things that you've drilled with the children?
We do a range of different drills. To be fair, since I've been at the school, we haven't had a tsunami in the short time, a tsunami drill, although we get the idea we've been across to the centre. So coming across to the centre wasn't a surprise for our children, as you can appreciate. In addition to our other drills, evacuating a whole school across to the centre, we need to be aware of how to conduct it safely. It's not something that we would be doing regularly, which we can review.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Ashcroft is principal of Parua School in Whangarei. The school's just a couple of hundred metres from the beach, but they have evacuated all 300 plus kids, I think, initially evacuated to the centre where they are supposed to go. In such events, the community centre, and most parents have come and picked up their kids over time. This morning, still 44 children with him. To the high school now, I think, are we going?
We are going to go to the high school. We've just had an updated tsunami threat to land and marine areas in from civil defence. Tsunami warning for New Zealand coastal areas. It's following, of course, that 8.1 quake near the Kermadec Islands earlier on this morning. There is a land and marine tsunami threat, an emergency mobile alert being issued to areas under this particular threat. So listen to local civil defence authorities and please follow any instructions regarding evacuations. So areas under this land and marine warning, that's coastal inundation, the flooding of land. It can be expected in the following areas: west coast of the North Island from Cape Reinga to Ahipara, then the east coast of the North Island, Cape Reinga to Whangarei, from Matata to Tolaga Bay, and that includes Whakatane and Opotiki, also Great Barrier Island. Basically strong and unusual currents, unpredictable surges near the shore expected pretty much everywhere else around the coast of New Zealand. We are indeed able to go now to Martin Napton. He's principal of Whakatane High School. Atamarie, Martin.
Oh, kia ora koutou. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, great. We've had a great day. We had an earthquake last night, which frazzled the school community. A lot of us live in low-lying areas like Ohopi, that went to higher ground at sort of 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. So we said jokingly today, we're a bit tired, we've got to look after each other and take care of each other. And then 8:45, we got the civil defence warning on our phones and we evacuated immediately to higher ground.
Yeah, you sure do need to look after each other today, especially after that middle of the night quake off the East Cape. Now, I suppose this would have been happening, what, just at about the time you'd have been getting school underway, getting classes going?
Yeah, that's right. We were doing our student mentoring at the time and as part of that we finished and a lot of us were ready to go to period one class, and then we got the civil defence alarm on our phones and that was it. The whole school shut their doors and got all the kids straight up the hill.
So how far from the coast is the school?
Well, we're about a kilometre and a half away from the school. Away from the coast. But we're only probably about 4 to 500 metres away from the hill that separates the town from Ohopi.
OK, so you're up the hill. What is the situation for you and indeed anyone else leaving from Whakatane as regards, you know, supplies, toilets, shade, all that kind of thing?
Yeah, so, you know, fortunately it's a gully, so we've got one side of the gully.
I think we might have lost Martin Napton
come
there.
Back. I've got a...
Maybe he's going to come back. Let's see. Just to remind you, we are, of course, covering live coverage here of this tsunami warning for New Zealand following the 8.1 quake in the Kermadec Islands region. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to go back to Martin Napton, but the advice, I think the TLDR advice is stay away from the beach, New Zealand. Don't get in the water. Don't go on your boat. Get up a hill if you're in, you know, Northland or Bay of Plenty or East Cape or, I don't know, even round Hawke's Bay area, I would imagine.
Yes, that certainly is the advice. And as we said, there's two different warnings. There's the coastal inundation advice and then, so this is specific areas from the west coast of the North Island, from Cape Reinga to Ahipara, the east coast of the North Island, Cape Reinga to Whangarei, from Matata to Tolaga Bay and Great Barrier Island, but just about everywhere else around the country there is this warning of strong and unusual currents, unpredictable surges near the shore, threat to beach, harbour, estuary and small boat activity. So Susie says the obvious advice is to stay well away. Boaties in the water, we heard earlier from the Coast Guard, if you are at sea, get to deeper water, set to sea, get to deeper water, at least 50 metres depth, 50 to 100 metres depth they are advising. And if you're at anchor or on your boat or in your marine, well, you should not be. You should be well gone.
Oh, I think we actually have Martin Napton back, the principal of Whakatane High School. Martin, we were cut off, unfortunately, just when you were about to tell us about the sort of supplies, the sort of situation that you and, of course, all the students are currently in. Thanks for coming back to us. How's it going?
Yeah, we're OK. Like, we've got friends in the community that are providing water and bits of snacks. We are a school that receives free school meals and they're all down at the high school, so we're going to get a little bit peckish shortly, so we'll start orchestrating something for our young people then. In terms of water, we've got people who are providing water as it's needed, people with a hose, people with toilets that are allowing our kids to use. You know, there's a lot of schools here. The whole town is here in terms of schools and well controlled, and everyone's getting alongside each other. It's really nice. But also, we've got a significant number of people from the community too, that on the hill, waiting by their cars. And
I hope we've still got the line with you there, Martin. How is everyone coping, though? Because clearly very stressful, being woken in the middle of the night. Many people will have been awake since that first big earthquake today at 2:30 this morning. How is everyone?
Yeah, you know, we're coping. You know, we're, as staff, you know, what we've got to be is resilient. We've got to model that with our young people. Our young people are doing really well. There's no cell phone coverage up here, so we've resorted to the old school entertainment of paper, scissors, rocks and noughts and crosses. But, you know, we've got a number of people up here that are anxious. And so for some of them, their parents have been able to collect them. For some of them, we've got our school counsellors and other staff members supporting them.
Well, look, Kaha, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Martin Napton there, principal at Whakatane High School, at 5 minutes to 11.
Let's go to our parliamentary team now, our political editor, Jane Patterson. Jane, the National Crisis Emergency Centre, the Beehive Bunker, as it's informally known, stood up this morning. What's the latest we're hearing from officials?
So basically, Catherine, yeah, that bunker was activated and it's in the basement of the Beehive and turns into a hive of activity once these kind of events happen. It basically brings together staff from really key agencies, obviously, as well as it's led by the National Emergency Management Agency, or NEMA, but it brings in the likes of police, civil defence, defence and health, and they basically keep an eye on everything that's happening in a scenario like this, and then start to coordinate resources, they start to coordinate communications, and also act as the information bridge, I suppose, between ministers as well. So at 11:30 we will hear from the National Controller Roger Ball and the Emergency Management Minister Kitty Allen, who will be giving a media conference down from the bunker at 11:30.
All right. And of course, people are obviously going to be keen for more advice. 11:30 is the next formal briefing, right? Because there's the immediate situation we're in now, and we're getting informal reports of a very unusual wave activity from various sites. We'll endeavour to firm those up and to talk more about them in the next hour. But there's this immediate time. There's also going to be a period of time after where typically there will be unusual activity, so there's going to be some pretty clear messaging needed for the next while, one imagines.
That's right, and I think we've seen it roll out pretty effectively this morning. We've been getting pretty good feedback about sirens going off and messages, but obviously there are going to be people who haven't heard or haven't been aware, so really the efforts over the next few hours are going to make sure that that messaging is going out. This is the immediate response. But then, of course, what we will be looking at, you know, as we head into the next phase, is any response that might be needed, any support given in those communities, and that's absolutely what ministers, you know, will have to be looking beyond, or looking at beyond this immediate response. And then, of course, you know, how did the system work? I know we're in very early days, but these are the important things. How did it all roll out? So probably too early for the minister to start to be talking about that sort of thing. As I said, still very much in this immediate response, but the bunker, or the emergency, the crisis management centre, brings all of that together and does help to provide one source of information as well from all of those different agencies.
There is a higher level as well, isn't it? ODESC. Tell us about that. And is it involved at all?
No, not at this stage. So ODESC is basically senior chief executives brought together in a national emergency. And, for example, in the March 15th attacks was pulled together immediately. It hasn't in this case. Often it does have more of a sort of national security focus in a major event like that. But also it came together for the Christchurch earthquakes. It is on standby if needed. What it can also do if there is a major resourcing issue or logistics, ODESC can help when resources are tight to allocate them to give advice to ministers. But at the moment, they are obviously seeing that that is not quite needed. So they're happy with the centralised leadership that NEMA is giving at the moment, and through the Minister, Kitty Allen.
Thank you very much. Jane Patterson is RNZ's political editor. As we said, the Beehive Bunker obviously stood up this morning, the National Crisis Management Centre.